as a federal prosecutor, we're not often involved in a public health crisis, but this is different. This is one that we're not just seeing the distribution networks of supplying prescription drugs, whether it's physicians who are illegally prescribing drugs or gangs and cartels that are supplying and networking drugs to drug dealers and distributors. We're also seeing people who are suffering from addiction. And that is something that incarceration may not be the best thing for someone who's suffering from addiction. They may need to be in treatment instead. But it's a health crisis that's affecting the criminal justice system because we're seeing first responders coming into contact with heroin that's laced with fentanyl and carfentanil and other types of things. And whether it's as evidence touching the skin or it's being inhaled, you can see first responders and police officers getting sick from that type of contact. So there's actually warnings out on them to be careful. We're seeing a lot of different types of communities having pockets of heroin overdoses because there's a bad batch or a highly potent batch of heroin, or it's mixed with fentanyl or something else, and it's causing people to overdose. And so first responders also, if they're carrying Narcan, can sometimes keep those folks alive. But this is a very serious problem nationwide.
What are some of the things that can be done or are being done to try to stem the numbers, to stem the increase?
The Department of Justice is putting together local plans. Each U.S. Attorney's Office is being asked to put together a strategy, pulling people in from a variety of disciplines, substance abuse treatment, healthcare providers, and law enforcement, because this is a multi-pronged problem and it demands a multi-pronged solution. So what we are looking at is prevention, prosecution, and treatment in terms of trying to prevent people from accessing and getting addicted to prescription painkillers and heroin through educating the public, educating parents, educating schools about the risks, and educating young people about the risks that they think prescription drugs are safe because they're prescribed by a doctor, they're delivered by a pharmacy, and they're FDA approved. But some of these painkillers are very potent, and when they're abused, they can lead to severe addictions. And then when people are 40 times more likely to get hooked on heroin when they're abusing prescription painkillers, because it's the opioid high is the same, and heroin is easier to access than pills, and it's less expensive than the pills. So people who never thought they'd become intravenous drug users become intravenous drug users because they developed a pain pill addiction. And so we want that education out there. We obviously want to prosecute and disrupt those distribution networks. So we want to identify the primary sources of pills and heroin in our communities. Sometimes the pills may be from pill mills, bad doctors who are illegally prescribing prescription painkillers for profit. And we also want to identify through investigative techniques the sources of the heroin that's coming in to Michigan. Sometimes it's through Chicago or through Texas or California or originating in Mexico with the cartels there. So we want to identify those sources and disrupt them and prosecute those involved there. And of course, we want to encourage treatment and to look at alternatives to incarceration for those who are addicted versus those who are in this industry for profit.
Framing that conversation discussing this issue as a public health risk, talking about treatment options and identifying people who may be suffering from addiction. Over the past few years, it seems like these topics have become more of a focus for public officials, for law enforcement officials. Have you found that to be the case? And is that important to tackle the culture of addiction, the stigma of addiction?
I think we've, from the so-called war on drugs in the 1980s and 90s, we learned that we can't prosecute our way out of some of these problems and challenges with drug abuse. We have to look at the treatment and the underlying addiction as well as the supply. And so on the demand side, if we can reduce the demand through treatment and through education, as well as attacking the supply through law enforcement and other prosecutions, then we can really be more effective. And I think we've learned that over the past couple of decades. And the reason it's getting a lot of attention from law enforcement and the Department of Justice is just the numbers. We cannot ignore the numbers, that the number of people who are addicted to prescription drugs has quadrupled in the last 15 years. The number of drug overdoses in the last 20 years has tripled. And so we're just seeing these huge numbers of overdoses and people dying from prescription drugs as well as from heroin. One thing I would add in terms of helping the education for schools and school districts is the FBI and DEA jointly produced a documentary to open the eyes of parents and teens. It's called Chasing the Dragon, and it does contain some pretty rough language and topics that some might find troubling and disturbing. But it's a very good documentary to give people the reality check of how prescription painkillers can lead to heroin addiction and how severe that addiction is and the depths that people fall in the grips of that addiction. It's a type of watching that, you know, you really need to see it to understand the challenges that are out there right now. And I think some parents with teens especially would appreciate seeing it because this is such an easy addiction to get into, those prescription painkillers that are in the household oftentimes, and they're not being disposed of. People aren't keeping track of them. Teens and others are sharing their prescription drugs with others, and that's leading to addiction and down a really bad path.
Patrick Miles, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for the time to talk to you here, Lori. Appreciate it.